Ramsden cart. And
did you have a rag and bone man? Yeah.
Yeah, he used to come up the street. Oh, Lumbo! We used to wait for him. The bag wash man. Mum used to do bag wash once a week, where you put all your clothes you wanted, like sheets, towels, all your white stuff. Mum used to put that in a great big bag, and the bag wash man used to come and pick it up.
Oh, that's good.
In the morning, and then bring it back in the afternoon. It wasn't dry off, it was just sort of dumped back in there, and we had turned in, sort of taken it out of the garden. Excuse me, the weather was good, and sort of pegging it out on the line.
And what about these mews at the back now? What was in them?
Well, they used to keep the horses in a lot of the garages down there. Because people didn't have... There weren't many cars then, Jane, up the road. The road... I know it sounds stupid, but in them days, the roads and the pavements were always clean. There was none of this mess. You didn't see plastic bags, coffee cups. You didn't see that because there wasn't... There was no such thing as McDonald's and takeaways, and things weren't wrapped in or done in plastic bags. I mean, your groceries, like your bacon, your cheese, that was all unwrapped. You used to buy that by the quarter or whatever. But now it all comes in plastic bags, doesn't it? So
were there any workshops?
Not when I was a child, no.
So just horses or garages or... So
there used to be an awful lot of fruit trees down there. Miss Wells, that lived on the end, in her garden, she used to have pear trees and apple trees. And what we used to do, I know we were naughty, we shouldn't have done it, but we were kids. We used to go scrumping up the alley because there was all sort of fruit trees, sort of all
around. It's quite well known for fruit trees, this area, isn't it?
Yeah, loads of fruit trees.
And, because there was a farm where my daughter's school, you know, Mike Garden School, that was built in the 1970s. At some point there was a farm there.
That's right,
but maybe that was before your time.
Yeah, I don't remember it. But, you see, they say Brockley was a farming area. They said that a lot of the big houses in Wickham Road and places like that used to belong to sort of farmers. But I don't ever remember it as farmland, you know. I remember everybody, especially your house, the couple that lived in York, they had twin girls, but they were a lovely couple. They had twin girls, but they used to keep chickens and grow vegetables. Like, we all used to grow vegetables. Not me, I was only a kid then. But everybody used to grow their own vegetables, and everybody had sort of chickens or something like that, you know.
So what kind of people lived in this street, and has that changed? I mean, was there anybody living in a whole house that...
There were, but funny enough, they weren't very chatty. All I remember that was sort of like this end of the road. The people next door, which was the Williamson, and over the road, a bit further down where Mel lives, they were sisters. Those three houses there were sisters. We were all sort of used to... It was only people this end of the road that we all used to talk to. Mm. You know what I mean? You didn't... They were very used to keep themselves to themselves, sort of thing.
What about people who had children? Because were the children...
Well, we all used to play out. Yeah, we used to play out in the street, dressing up. We used to have pantomimes or... You all used to sort of... It was nice to see the kids out in the street, but you don't see... It's not safe for them now, Jane, is it? Too many cars.
But the... The street wasn't blocked off then, was it?
No, cars could
drive down here.
That's right, yeah.
But they just weren't, it wasn't so busy.
No. Well, there was no cars, was there?
And a long time ago, but maybe you don't remember it, do you remember the trams, or had they
Yes,
stopped?
I remember the trams, yes.
When did they come up Lewisham Way?
They were along Lewisham Way, and I remember, I never did it, but I remember one of my cousins, who was a lot older than us, when they was I know that it's dangerous when you think of it. He used to sort of take pennies out of his pocket and used to run out and put a penny on the tram. I don't know why he used to do it, but the tram to run over, you know what I mean? It's stupid things.
I can't picture where they went, though. On the...
I know they used to go, we very rarely went on the tram. When we were kids, we had to walk everywhere because Mum couldn't afford bus fares or tram fares or that. It was very rarely that we ever went on a bus or a tram or anything. We just couldn't afford it. We used to walk. I mean, when I think I used to go to Warburton Road School, we used to walk up there every day, walk home for lunch, then walk back again after lunch. But then we were used to walking it. We didn't take any notice, you know. I mean, you couldn't get kids to do that now, could you?
No. So the trams came up here, but there were buses as well. So where were the tram lines?
There was sort of along Lewisham Way there. That's Lewisham Way, yeah. Yeah, the tram lines were there. But I don't remember them there being there very long. I think that's when they did away with those, then we sort of had like the buses. But as I say, it's a thing we never used to use for the simple reason I know it's probably only a penny or something, but we just, Mum would spend a penny on something else rather than, you know, you had to walk whether you liked it or whether you didn't.
And there were two other stations here as well, but maybe they closed before your time. There was one at the top of Lone Pit Hill here. You know where that big junk shop is?
Yes.
That was a station.
That's right.
But yeah. A really long time ago. Do you remember that?
What was that St John's station?
It was called Lewisham Hill.
Yeah. But as I say, we never... The only time I ever remember going on a train was when we were evacuated. And as I say, we very rarely used to use trains or buses. You walked everywhere, you know. When I think about it, we must have walked miles when we were kids, you know what I mean?
But I did too, because I used to walk to school and it used to take me about an hour. But I walk with my friends and I can't... We were just talking all the time. It was fine.
Well, that's like now. I used to go down and see my nan at Greenwich every Sunday morning. She used to work, you know, like the Naval College at Greenwich. That's when it was the Seaman's Hospital. My nan used to work in there as a waitress. She used to sort of work in the doctor's restaurant. I used to walk down there every... I think it was once a week at Sunday. Used to walk down to her and then walk all the way. When I think about it, the kids must have been really fit in them days.
And also, rationing wasn't a bad thing because you didn't have that much sugar,
right.
You didn't have much fat or...
No.
It was healthy.
No, it was a luxury. I mean, Mum used to sometimes give us a sweet coupon and she used to say, right, you can go over and get some sweets. And that was a real treat.
Mm. That corner shop, Sid's, has that always been there?
I don't always remember. The only shop I remember was down Lucas Street, and it was a little shop there, but I don't remember that shop on the end there. I remember the shops on the other side of the road. There used to be a paper shop, butchers, greengrocers, shops like that. But I don't honestly remember that shop on the corner there. I honestly don't remember that.
There were shops along Upper Brockley Road as well. They were still there when we moved
That's
in.
That's right,
you know
yeah.
I mean? Did
now,
you go there?
When my very first job, I worked in one of the shop haberdashers in Upper Brockley Road. And they used to sell like ribbons and socks and all bits and pieces. That was my very first job when I left school, working up there.
So what was there along there then?
That was sort of a mixture of bakers and butchers and greengrocers and sort of things like that.
And there were two pubs there, weren't there?
Yeah.
Well, the Wickham Arms is still there, and there was one just across the road from there.
There were two pubs. and there used to be a dance place. Was it the Rivoli Dance Hall?
Oh, yeah, that's still
that's
there.
That's still there,
along Broccoli Road.
And the Broccoli Jack. I remember the Broccoli Jack, because sometimes my dad used to take us up. The kids weren't allowed in pubs then, but I used to hate that. We used to have to stand outside. I used to hate it. And I used to say, can you go out now? Can you go out now? In a minute, in a minute. I used to hate it.
So you went to secondary school in up on the hill there?
Yeah, Warburton Road.
What was that called, that school then?
I think it was called Warburton Road then. I don't know what it's called now. I don't know if it's a boys' school or a girls' school.
Well, it was
now.
A boys' school for a while, and then it was knocked down. And there's a modern building there now, and it's a sixth form college just for A-levels.
Yeah, I know. No, it's all changed up there now, hasn't it?
So was it just a girls' school when you went there? And what was that like? What do you remember about?
As I say, I wasn't very good at school. As I say, I couldn't read or that till I was 11. I don't remember. I learnt more after I left school to read and to write. My school, whether it was because I wasn't a very good learner, I don't know. But as I say, if I were to mark myself 10 out of 10, I'd say I guess about 1 out of 10, because as I say, I just couldn't concentrate, you know what I mean?
But you did when you were older then, you learnt.
That's when I started to learn. It wasn't until I was 11 when Mum used to say to me, you've got to learn to read, you've got to learn to write, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And eventually, it took me a long, long time, but I did. I'm still not very good at spelling now, but I can get by, you know. If I can't spell anything, I've always got a dictionary there, and I think, oh, but I still get the E's and the I's and the mouth, you know, or I'll put an E on the end of something where, as I say, it doesn't sort of.
So what was that, a good school, do you think, or?
Well, I think it must have been good, because some kids, they got on all right. They didn't. I mean, they could stand up in class. I don't know whether they do it now, but they could stand up in class and read out of a book or something. But I could never do that.
And when did you leave then?
I was 15 when I left school.
Did some girls stay on there? Did it go up to 18 or?
I don't honestly know. Honestly, Jane, I was just so relieved to get out of there, because as I say, school to me, I found it very, very, very hard. Very hard.
And then did you do any extra like training or anything after that? Did you ever go to Lewisham College?
No, the only college I went to, and I only did that for a little while, I loved art, and I went to Goldsmiths College, but art in the evening, not sort of day. I went there with a friend. She said, oh, gosh, shall I take you to college? And I said, no. I said, I can't do this, can't feel. So she said, come. And I did that for a few months, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
And did your sisters go to that school as well then?
Yeah, we all went to the same. I mean, they were quite a lot. Well, they were both good at everything, reading, writing and stuff like that. But me, I was the eldest and I was the dumbest one. But then, you see, I suppose in a way, I helped Mum. I know it sounds silly, but I helped Mum bring. I did the housework, washing, cooking sort of things, sort of like that, you know what I mean? I was sort of like a second mother, because Mum used to have to go out to work and I used to have to get them ready for school and sort of things. But then I didn't know any different, you know what I mean? I didn't feel hard done by. For the simple reason, that's how we were fetched up, you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Especially if you've got lots of brothers and sisters,
that's
the oldest
right,
would always take care of the youngest. But there's two schools here now that weren't here when you were growing up. There's the one that my children went to here, Mike Garden.
Yeah.
And then there's the one in Ashmead Road as
That's
well.
That's right, yeah. No, I don't ever remember, though. The only one I ever remember, which is still... Haberdashers?
Oh, yeah, that's still there.
That's still there.
That was just up from your school.
That's right, yeah.
And then, because that Mike Garden was built when all the people came from Cyprus.
Mm.
Do you remember immigrants coming from Cyprus?
No, I don't honestly remember.
Because they also did. You know that the Turkish restaurants along there, and there was a Turkish grocers, and there's the Turkish Cypriot dry cleaners still there as well.
Oh.
So there were a lot of people from Cyprus there.
Yeah.
But you don't remember that?
No, I don't, honestly don't remember that.
And do you remember when the people came from the West Indies?
I remember, yeah. Now this is awful, I mean you get locked up for doing it now, but I remember my grandma, who was in Brockley. Yeah, we went to do some shopping in Brockley, and we saw a couple of black people then, and I remember my nanny saying to me, "Oh, come on, come on," and we sort of ran up, and I think it was, honestly, you get locked up for it now, but my nanny used to like to rub the hair.
Because she'd never seen anything like it before.
No. And you say, "Oh," she said, I love that, and I used to think to myself, I'd never see. I was fascinated, do you know what I mean? Because, as I say, they were black. I mean, they must have had a terrible time, Jane, mustn't they, when you think about it.
Although there was quite, I mean, there's a big community here, isn't there? I guess that made it easier.
That's right, yeah.
Was everybody white that you were at school with?
Yeah, there was no foreign person. I don't ever remember seeing another black person. No, I don't, honestly. Never, ever, ever.
And do you think most of the people here were Londoners as well? Yeah. They spent most of their lives here in London. So that's a really big difference.
Yeah.
That's a really big change. So you remember, they must have all come around the same time, the people
from the
Caribbean.
Yeah, I think this is it, yeah. Because I think once you got one black family moving in, then, like, it's the same, you sort of get another one, and then another one. I mean, it was strange in the beginning, but then after a little while you didn't take any notice, you just accepted.
Because that must have been when you were maybe in your 20s that started.
I remember my brother getting me a slap because he said to me, "Mum," he said, "Mum," he said, "Violet, never guess what." So my mum said, "What?" He said, "Violet's only talking to a black man." A black boy. And I got a clip round me, and you stay away. And I said, I work with the man, I work with the boy. Mum said, "Oh," she said, "well, I said, but that's my brother." Because he saw me sort of talking to her, and yet my brother's best friend, when he left school, was a black boy called Christmas. How about that? Yeah, weird.
I've forgotten, or I didn't know. So you had a brother and two sisters.
Yeah.
So all the people that you grew up with here then, and you were at school with, did a lot of them move away?
They've all moved away. Whoever I was brought up with, they all moved. In fact, if I see them now, they say, "You're still living there?" And I say, "Yes." "Oh, I thought you would have been." But I said, I don't feel like moving, you know what I mean?
So where why did they move then?
Well, I suppose it's because they got married and they moved on. Like my sister, one of my sisters, she got married and she moved to Tooting. Then her husband decided she'd be better off in Ireland. And then my other sister, Mary, she moved. Her husband, they couldn't get a place up here, so they moved down to Basingstoke. And then... as I say, my youngest sister, when she got married, they sort of decided to move down to... But I think families do that now, don't they? Where they all used to stay together, although I keep in touch with every Sunday, But I don't think families do, because they move all over the world now. Well, they
do.
They?
But I've lived here all my life, and my mum's still here.
Yeah.
And my children want to stay here because it's. I think it's quite a nice area to live here because it's in London and. Yeah.
Well, there's everything. I think you've got everything here, Jane, that you need. I think.
Yeah.
You don't need to go. I've had friends that have sort of moved to Spain, and but they've done it for a couple of years, and they've come back again.
I've got friends who've done that.
And I always said that. I said, you'll move back again. No, we're there for life. And I said, no, you won't. You'll definitely come home again. Because what have you got abroad that you haven't got here?
Yeah.
You got sunshine.
Sunshine, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
I meant to ask you about hop picking, because when I was at school, now, I had families who'd been hop picking.
Chris's family, they were all hop pickers.
Oh.
Yeah, they used to go down every season. They had their own, was it hop picking huts? No, they loved it. That was part of their life, hop picking.
There's lots of stories about that, aren't there?
No, they used to, as soon as the season started, they used to pack their boxes, didn't take cases. Chris's family had like boxes with wheels, and they used to take them down to the station. And because they were regular hop pickers, they used to do that year in, year out. I'll have to have a dig out, Jane. I'm sure I've got pictures of them.
So Chris's family did that, but your family ever do that?
No.
Yeah, that was a big part of life in this part of London, wasn't
it? That's right, yeah. No, hop picking, yeah. No, I remember, and then when Chris said to me, do you want to come down? Dad said, would you like to come down hop picking? And I thought to myself, I said, I don't know. So I said, I'll ask me mum. I said, Mum, can I go hop picking this weekend? And she said, as long as you're back by Sunday. So we went from the Friday, and I was sort of back on the Sunday. But I enjoyed it. It was good.
What else was I going to ask you? So was there a cinema? I know there was one in Lewisham. I remember that. Was there one up
here? There was one in Brockley, definitely. One in Brockley. I can't remember what it was called. But I know we used to go there every so often. If we were lucky, one of our aunties and that would treat us to the cinema for our birthdays or something like that. But there was definitely a small cinema in Brockley, definitely.
And what were there any other kind of entertainments? Was there a theatre or?
The nearest theatre I remember was up at New Cross.
The venue, the one that's called the venue
I can't remember what it was called, but I know there was a theatre there. Or the Albany. Oh, no, that's in Greenwich, isn't it, Albany?
Oh, that's in Deptford.
Deptford, that's right, the Albany. Now, what else was there? And the other nearest cinema was, that was in Deptford. You had the Odeon on one side of the road, and you had the... Now,
oh, I remember that, yeah.
Odeon, I can't remember what the name of the other one was.
Right on Deptford, the big road there were Lewisham College, the other Lewisham colleges now, yeah. So what, at the weekends you went to the cinema or...?
Yeah, also, if we were very good, Mum used to let us go to Saturday Morning Club, but that was up at New Cross. We used to go to the cinema... sort of up there on Saturday morning. And we used to have like a big screen, and it used to have a verse come up and something about, all the kids had to sing, I sing you a song of the fish and the sea.
Oh, with the bouncing ball.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that must have been nice for your mum to get all of you out of the house.
Oh, yeah, to get us out of the way, yeah.
And, what was it like? So your children grew up here as well, didn't obviously?
Yeah, my daughter did. Yeah, I've only got the one daughter.
And did she go to Lucas Vale?
Yeah, she went to Lucas Street then. And then when she left there, she went up to Now, where did she go? Not Aberdasher. There was a school a bit further on, but well, she did very well there. Can't remember the name of it now. But that was a New Cross. But she did very well, thank God. I'm glad she was bright and didn't take after her mother.
And how do you think that was different for her, this area?
I think education was sort of... I think with people my age, there was, what with the war years and things going on sort of like that, you were moving... I think people were moving around more often. You know, you evacuated, you went to different schools. Because Mum laughed, when I was evacuated, I stayed with them. It was a school teacher that picked me, but they weren't a very happy couple. They were all, oh, it was awful. They were always fighting. I remember once he'd got up to go to work and a button had come off his shirt, and they had this terrible row over a button that needed sewing on a shirt. Silly things like that, you know, and I used to think,
oh, that's horrible for a young child, then, though, isn't it? It's very stressful.
I found it stressful, yeah.
Did they have children of their own?
No, they had two girls. And I remember one of the girls came home and she looked, was it Frère Jacques? And she was saying that, and I copied it off of her, and I started singing Frère Jacques. And the next thing I knew, I got a clump. You don't copy what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, sorry. But I didn't stay with them very long.
Did you... you know where the art house is now?
Mm.
Was that a library?
That was a library. It was a big library, yeah.
And did you use that then?
Yeah, you used to... Mind you, where in now you go in libraries and you can study things, can't you?
Mm.
But in them days, you just used to go in and pick your books out.
Oh, okay.
And then take them up to the desk. And they used to sort of stamp it and...
You didn't do your homework there?
No, not in them days, no. But they can do all that there now, can't... Well, let's hope they don't close all the libraries.
Well, some of them are better than they ever were. There's not so many books in them, but no. They're really good spaces for young people. And what was directly opposite? You know there's that big storage company now.
Well, that was all part of Pines.
Oh.
Yeah, Pines was huge. It used to go along... I don't know if you... Do you remember ever... You remember Cheeseman's at Lewisham?
Yes.
Well, Pines used to be like Cheeseman's.
Oh. I had my ears pierced at Cheeseman's when I was 13.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And I
lived
at Pines, yeah.
So, if that was quite a posh shop, Pines, then there were people here with money then?
Oh, yes. And I think there was what they... I mean, there was a couple of people had cars up the... You could always tell the posh one, because you say he's posh, got a car. Like, oh, they're posh, they've got a television.
Yeah.
I remember when we had our very first television, neighbours used to come in, knock on the door, and Mum used to invite some of them in to watch, I don't know what it was, something on the television. And... I used to think to myself, oh, I've got a television, that's good.
Sorry, I think this has run out of time again. Talking of television, do you remember big occasions like the end of the war or the coronation?